Balancing Perspectives, the podcast for counselors of all levels to build both skills and character to better facilitate growth in yourself and others. Whether you are a professional, a counselor in training, or a good friend who's interested in psychological wellness, this podcast is for you. I'm Michael Oyster, host of Balancing Perspectives. You know, sometimes problems seem to have a life of their own, and that requires dynamic responses that inspire creativity, not static answers that simplify. Because human beings are not simple, you will hear an appreciation for complexity and a resistance to monoptic answers. Single-sided views are easy enough to find. What you will leave Balancing Perspectives with is fuel for your own curiosity, polished by reflection, and put into service for your own growth of character and ways to cultivate growth for others. Combining the insight of Carl Jung and the responsibility to relationship of Martin Buber, we will explore topics to better understand the balance between extremes and cultivate the wealth when the two ends are brought together into a united understanding. The purpose of this production is to offer editorial challenges to polarize thinking, not provide clinical supervision or authorize specific interventions. If you are a professional or a trainee, you must still make good clinical judgments based on your scope of practice and in consultation with your clinical supervisor. If you are a good friend who wants to help, Balancing Perspectives will help you learn how to listen closely, be sensitive to others' struggles, and resist the temptation to offer advice. To tell you a little about myself, I am Michael Oyster. Yes, that last name really is like the shellfish oyster. So I'm told the name Oyster comes from German or Holland roots and may be a derivative of Oster or Oster. I'm a licensed professional counselor and a certified alcohol and drug counselor in Corvallis, Oregon. I've been a therapist and clinical supervisor for 19 years now. I've practiced mainly in the public system, serving children, adolescents, and their families over a variety of challenges. My plan is to cover a wide variety of topics of counseling. This series of podcasts will discuss specific topics on a rotating theme, beginning with theory, and then going to counseling practice, then discussing issues of diagnoses, and then wrapping up with specific situations. They will be self-contained, so you don't have to have prior knowledge of the issue at hand to understand the topic. It is important to keep in mind that balanced approaches to these complex psychological issues cannot be simple without reducing a dynamic person into a fixed object, and I will not do that. I would encourage you to consider a poetic practice to these issues instead of a fact-gathering focus. These podcasts are in many ways more of a tribute to complexity than a simplification of life into so-called facts. Some common topics will be balancing science and art, techniques in relationship, in pathology and health, all as it relates to counseling. These and other topics are not an either-or discussion, but how to incorporate both aspects into one another. Take techniques in relationships, for example. If change only required techniques such as information and skills, then self-help books would have solved all of the world's problems by now, right? On the other hand, safe, stable relationships, both professional as well as friends and family, provide a required foundation for growth. Without these sort of relationships, change is rarely possible. Now, this wonderful relational foundation can end up being a trap of comfort, though, without new information inspiring more satisfying ways to express oneself. Plus, if your relationships have been more jagged, balanced information combined with growing relationships can help you cultivate what you have not been given. So as facilitators of growth, both for ourselves and for others, we need a balancing of technique and relationship, science and art. As Carl Jung borrowed from alchemists, people can turn lead into gold, the ordinary into the unique. Not literally changing one element into another, but a similarly difficult process of changing oneself, transforming one's mundane parts into extraordinary ones. One concern I could imagine potential listeners to have is that balancing perspectives might promote mediocrity, a philosophy where everything is mixed up with the same values and where nothing ends up being important. The balancing of opposites and attending to what each element speaks to, oddly enough, is not all that common and actually is not as value neutral as what you might think. Here's a core principle that's important to remember. Opposing arguments are not usually directed only at each other, but actually address common concerns. If both aspects of an issue are interwoven, then new insights are created toward the common problem. For example, take pathology, or illness, and health, which are seemingly opposites by definition. But consider the role that sometimes illness plays, such as depression. Now, depression can certainly promote stagnation, where the sadness itself becomes the focus of attention. However, depression is also common when large developmental stages are being scaled, such as in adolescence or midlife. And this sort of biologically induced reflection time is often facilitative of change, not stagnation. So, illness can play an important role in change, and so determining an illness's psychological role is crucial so that change is not diverted. So, what is the common problem, then, of both illness and health if they are not just opposites of one another? Well, they are both gauges to your development. Generally, health is a positive gauge that you're on track, and illness is a process to alert you that corrections to your development need to be taken. We find that illness and health are ends of a continuum of growth and stagnation. Elements that have a relationship with each other as well as to the overall issue of concern and the point of their presence, which is your path of development. Now, you may ask yourself, then why is development so important when in the end, all you really have to do is pay taxes and die? Well, beyond being a bit fatalistic, your own development is crucial not just for your own quality of life, but for those around you, family, friends, coworkers, or the stranger on the street. Quality of life promotes life itself, either in you or someone else. The choice you make to attend to your own development, and therefore promote the life of others, is not value neutral. Listening to all aspects of an issue takes patience, a practice of alertness through a number of nuances to come to an appreciation for all of the elements and their role to the overall problem and potential solutions. Some people might say, you know, that's just too complicated. Just tell me what the problem is and what I should do about it. Well, that's fine as long as you're the one with the problem and you want nothing more to do with the problem except to get rid of it personally. You know, this might seem a little shallow, but hey, if it works, then go for it. For a counselor, though, this sort of simplistic way to view problems and their solutions gets you into trouble very quickly. Not every problem can be addressed in the same way for every person, and trying to do this reduces a live person into a mechanistic object. They feel objectified and don't like it. And eventually you, as a facilitator, will feel objectified too. And that leads to burnout. So very quickly, what seems to be just philosophical entertainment becomes a lifeline to preserving or even regaining one's sense of being a real person, full of life and ready to explore your own experiences. So to summarize, these podcasts will be focused on specific topics across the four areas of focus, which are once again theory, counseling practice, diagnoses, and specific situations, but are still not intended to be comprehensive over any particular subject. I will be producing professional trainings and public workshops as time continues for those who want a more comprehensive approach on specific issues. So keep up to date by subscribing to my podcast where news will be announced. Theme music is from track 1, A Solfing Song, from the album Four Temperaments by Phantasm. I've always liked chamber music. This song, I think, does a good job of interweaving melody and harmony and counter-melody to the point of not knowing which one is which. It's a nice metaphor for balancing perspectives. You can contact me through my email, balancingperspectives@gmail.com. Hope to meet you at the next edition of Balancing Perspectives.